How does my friend's life relate to the first law of motion, which says, a body in uniform motion will remain in uniform motion until it is acted upon by a force? What does uniform motion mean in terms of a human life? And what is the force that alters that motion? The outward events of Hank's life were not uniform. He grew up on a farm in Kentucky, became a military officer, traveled thousands of miles from his home, married a celebrity, and brought his own life to an end. It was the unconscious quality of the flow of Hank's life that was uniform in its motion. Neither the experiences of his childhood, nor his military service, nor his marriage caused Hank to consider seriously the deeper meaning of his existence. The pains and the joys that flowed through him did not affect his awareness of who he was or what he might become. Hank did not allow himself to follow the experiences of his life to their roots. On the contrary, he feared such a pursuit. As a result, his life flowed uniformly unaware, uniformly unconscious, from its incarnation to its release. He experienced the situations that were necessary to the balancing of the energy of his soul. He responded to them in accordance with the conditioning that he had acquired through the karma of his soul and the environment into which he was born. And he created more karma unconsciously with each response. The compassion that Hank brought into the world nurtured many people around him, including me. But he did not allow it to become his center of gravity. Hank made no effort to move toward his soul. He spent his life attempting to fulfill the wants of his personality, and he became too attached to those wants to attempt to change them. Thus, Hank's life was a body in uniform motion that never encountered a force.